how we're going to deal with thoughts concerning the manifestation of man's rebellion. But we're going to talk today about the link or the connection between reason and thought. And that's very important because we're going to find out how one affects the other when it comes to reason and thoughts. One builds on the other. And we're going to see how Satan used this little crafty move to get us into thinking wrong and holding that thought in our heart until it became to a birth rebellion. And we're going to find out how he does this. But most importantly, we're going to find out how to correct this, how not to let these things happen to us and get into our hearts. Can you close that door for me? And how are we going to correct this, all right? Mm-hmm. So here's the scripture, 2 Corinthians 10, we're going to start at verses 4, and we can go through verse 6. Everybody's pretty familiar with these verses here, but these are some powerful verses, and they say more than sometimes you can overread the scripture. I heard the apostle talking about meditation tonight. And when you meditate these scriptures, you're going to find out that it's saying the secret of how not to be rebellious. See, we're tired hearing about rebellion. No, it's good to hear about it so I don't have to walk in it. Because once we find out how destructive it is, we'll find out how much we need to steer clear of it. Because we don't want to be a ministry of hindrances. That's right. We want to be a ministry of helps. And a ministry of helps is a secured ministry. And it costs you to walk in a ministry of help properly. And I know your spiritual leader will love you for it. Mm-hmm. He'll love you, and you become God's favorite, if you don't mind me saying that. Now, 2 Corinthians 10 and 4 say, for the weapons of our warfare are what? Not carnal, not fleshly, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. No, I overread this because I didn't see the S before when I first read it. Okay. There's an S on strongholds. But while I'm here, let me define strongholds for you. It's a fortified place, a place of security or survival. Strongholds. That's where reasoning finds its survival. Now I'm gonna explain a little bit more. Because reasoning it becomes a stronghold. And the stronghold holds your reasoning in place. We're gonna explain that more. It's gonna make more sense as we go. And then it says, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity what? Every thought. Underline thought in your Bible. Every thought. Underline imagination and underline thought, and bringing bringing to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And here's that sixth verse. Don't overread this sixth verse because it's saying more than you think. I used to skip over the sixth verse, not knowing that the sixth verse has the secret of walking obedience and having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Now we're gonna come back and we're gonna go over these scriptures because I wanna get everything we can get out of them to bring understanding. And here's the first statement here. Man manifests rebellion not only in word and reason, but in thought as well. Man manifests rebellion not only in words and reason, but in thought as well. Now, I broke this statement down, and I defined the word manifest. It says, because man's manifest rebellion, not only in word. Manifest is it's being able to be seen. In other words, your rebellion through what we call manifestation, it becomes clearly shown or visible and easy to understand or recognize. So man's rebellion can be easily recognized or seen not only in word and reason, but in thought as well. It's good to be able to see rebellion. And you're good to have the apostle talk about discernment tonight. It's good to be able to discern rebellion. You need to know when you get around some people that don't have the heart of God and don't have your heart in mind, don't have the ministry in mind, but have some other alternative thoughts. And you want to be able to discern that. I want to know who's with me. I want to know who's against me. I want to know who's not just speaking words and making me think or soothing me or patting me on the back and when they don't have my heart at all. Don't you? I won't know when a deceiver is trying to stab me in the back with kind words and getting close to me. I don't want anybody to get close to me. Apostle always said, he said, always keep running, always keep people arm length apart. He said, don't let nobody get too close to you. Because sometimes they're after something. You know, be mindful. Be mindful who trying to get too close to you. Because they might have some other motive. So you want rebellion to be manifested. If it's around you, you want to be seen. If it's rebellion around you, you want to be visible. You want to be able to understand and recognize it. Isn't that right?
That's right.
I don't want to be a fool. I'm not trying to do God's work.
Yes, sir.
I almost say something, but I'm not. You know, you can be a fool. I won't say it so bad. It's right there. I'm trying to see if I need to say it. No, I ain't gonna say it. Yeah, I was a fool one time. I'm gonna tell you anyway. I used to go see this girl, and man, they had this guy sitting there all the time. Every time I went, he was at the house, and I didn't know, you know what Jordan is, huh? Anybody know Jordan? Jordan was somebody you thought was your friend. He would be there all the time. Come to find out, he was my competition, and I just shake his hand and do all kind of stuff. So I got deceived. I got tricked. So you don't want to be no fool. I've been a fool. So in ministry, you don't want to be no fool. Amen. I ain't no one been a fool.
No, you have.
No, I got some other fools. Even online, you got some fool. Been a fool. Been played already. But you learn from that. You learn from that. Amen. So rebellion. Now let me define rebellion. See, I'm going to some words definition because these words gonna connect and make the scripture more understandable. Rebellion is open opposition toward a person or group. So that's what you're looking for. Sooner or later, they're gonna be manifested. What? Open opposition against you. Through words, thoughts. Through words, what's the other one? Thoughts or reasoning.
Right.
Open opposition toward a personal group in refusal to obey rules. You see that? See, rules are set up for a reason. Rules, you set down ground rules in the ministry, they're for a reason. And people that defy rules expose themselves.
Right.
They don't want to follow the rules, so that's a manifestation. And you're looking for, Lord, manifest, expose, reveal, remove. That was apostles to pray. Remove and replace. Anybody that's not right for this ministry. So, open opposition toward a person or a group in a refusal to obey rules or accept normal standards of behavior or dress or etc. You know, if you got a certain way, you know, you ask everybody to dress and all of a sudden they won't dress like they want, that's refusing to obey the rules. Rules, I always say this, rules reveals rebellion. When you break a rule, you reveal that I'm not listening to a thing you say. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm my own man. I'm my own woman. Now, let me tell you where this comes from now. Rebellious words come from rebellious reasoning. You know, did we define reasoning yet? Here it is. Here's what reasoning is. I'm trying to break this thing down so when we get back to the scripture, you understand what it's saying. Reasoning is the ability of the mind to think and understand things in a logical way. You see, far as they're concerned, they think about it in a logical way. I didn't say a spiritual way. See, everything spiritual ain't logical. The spiritual thing is not logical. Sometimes God goes against the logic, what you think, what you feel, what you understand. No, sometimes the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, the Word of God go completely opposite. Sometimes the world go by crowd. God say, all I need is one or two. So, thought is the central factor in rebellion. Remember that. Thought becomes the central factor what a person thinks and how they process those thoughts. And the satanic involvement gets within those thoughts. 2 Corinthians 4:10 and 4:6 is one of the most important passages in the Bible because these verses, the particular area in man, reveals the obedience to Christ. And it's required and especially pointed out in these verses here. Verse 5 says, leaving captive every thought to the obedience of Christ. This suggests that man's rebellion is basically in his thought. Paul mentioned that we must destroy reasoning and every high thing that lifts itself up against the knowledge of God. Now, one translation said, casting down imagination and every high thing. He said that high thing that he saw in the scripture, it was concerned like an edifice, a great tall building that was built. And these tall buildings, what it did was it surrounds your reasoning. It protects. Remember we talked about the definition about it gives you a security. It secures something. One of the definitions I gave you, it secures. Let me find that definition again because I want to make this thought plain. Stronghold, a fortified place, a place of security or survival. Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. That verse before that says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the what? Pulling down of stronghold. So now we got this stronghold, these walls. Imagine a wall, a fort. Fortified walls that become your reasoning. All right. And imagine those fortified walls, they take captive your thoughts. They hold your thoughts captive, and those walls are reasoning. And so your thoughts are held captive by these walls, and so now I'm not free to think right, or think in obedience. Why? Because my thought been taken captive. Mm-hmm. Now let me go back to the scripture here. Let's go back to the scripture. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, full verse, but mighty through God to the pulling down. So these strongholds got to be pulled down, right? Pulling down of stronghold, which is the fortified place. And after you cast them down, you cast down the imagination and every high thing, which is the stronghold, that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. There are thoughts about the knowledge of God. And your thoughts are the truth about what God says in his word. And then those truth, what happened is those walls hold the right thought captive. And watch. Let me read. Let the scripture define itself. Watch. Casting down imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. In other words, your thoughts are held captive by these fortified walls that have been built around your thoughts. And hold your thought captive, because your thought captive, it won't let you obey God right. It holds God's thoughts in you captive. And those thoughts, and those thoughts can't get loose, so you're unable to obey. Because those disobedient thoughts, those rebellious thoughts, those reasoning that have been built around a whole thoughts captive, and now I believe what I believe, I don't care what you say. And the truth is held captive because these thoughts are holding the truth away from you because they've been held captive. I'm trying to see where you can get it. Watch. And bring to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. In other words, you're taking back, you're pulling down a stronghold. You don't destroy your thoughts. You take the thoughts back. Thoughts got to be taken back. Because that's the thoughts that God gave you from his word. That's the truth of God's word. That's your thought that God's given you. And you gotta pull these thoughts down. Pull the stronghold down and take your thoughts back. Let me read some more. And having a readiness to avenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Man's rebellion, not only in word and reason, but also in thought. Let me go on a little further. Here's thought. The act or process of thinking about the details of something with satanic influence. Reasoning is the ability of the mind to think and understand in a logical way. Listen to this point here. I'm trying to bring it where you can see it. I'm still not satisfied with what I'm saying. I gotta say some more. This suggests that man's rebellion is basically in his thought. Paul mentioned that we must destroy reasoning and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Man likes to build reasoning as a stronghold and thoughts taken captive. The right thoughts taken captive. Reasoning, now, the reason why I say the right thoughts taken captive, because people start off believing right. Until they deceive. Okay. Reasoning ought to be cast aside, but thought is to be brought back. That's Romans 12:2. What's Romans 12:2 say? Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the reason. See, your mind has to be renewed again about the belief system now. I'm trying to show you how this thing works. It's not complicated, but Satan is a tricky little demon. In spiritual warfare, the stronghold needs to be stormed before the thoughts can be taken captive. When we say thoughts taken captive, we mean we got to take our own thoughts back. Because it's in captivity by these strongholds, telling you something that ain't true. Something that telling you this is not what God's saying. Something that's telling you, I can't believe, I got to go against. I got to rebel. God, a lot of people have been deceived by wrong thoughts. Right. Satan, a little bit at a time, feed them a little bit at a time, and a little bit at a time, and they stop, and they think about it in a logical way, and you say, no, what they say, it's right. You're right. And so now I got a reason to believe and a reason to be rebellious or not to go along with what you're saying because now I see it logically now. And deceptions drop in and now you can't take that. It become a truth to them. And you can't take that to them because now I got a wall built protecting that and you can't touch that now. It's hard for a person that's been deceived, hard for a rebellious person to come to any kind of sense because that deception is being held by these strongholds. Yeah. And the stronghold got to be pulled. Now, you can't just pull these strongholds down with anything. That's why the weapon of our warfare are not carnal. Right. It takes spiritual weaponry right. to pull down these strongholds. Amen. Now, Apostle Paul had wrong thinking. Remember on Damascus Road?
Yeah.
Paul was still believing what he believed, that nowhere in the world that somebody could make him think any different than the persecute. Who? He was persecuting the church.
Right.
Jesus himself. He had to meet authority. That's the only thing pulled on Paul's stronghold. He had to have an experience with God. So you couldn't do it with just somebody just kind of share or just a regular truth.
Right.
It needs something with power. It needs an anointing to destroy these strongholds. So people in rebellion, they need a strong anointing to break these yokes. Some can be delivered if they want to be delivered, but most of them are going to die because this other spiritual thing rises up called pride. And pride hang over rebellion, and it's another covering and another stronghold.
Amen.
And people die
wow.
ahead of time because they've been deceived and gotten out of the will of God. That's why rebellious people hang together. They reason among themselves. And they form their own little committee. And then nobody can break free because the truth can't prevail. Because the more people that rebel together, the stronger the wall gets. They keep building more fortress and more fortress and more fortress around these thoughts. And you've been held captivated. Your thoughts held captivated. And some people want to be free and can't be free. Some people try to come back and can't come back. I've seen people try to come back. I've seen them. But they got to do something called repentance. And they can't do it. They can't say, I missed it. They can't say, I'm sorry. They can't say, can you forgive me? They can't say, I got out of the will of God. Because there's old pride hanging over them. And they're still thinking they're right for some reason. It's a dangerous thing. I'm trying to show how dangerous this is. And you just can't get out of it just easy like that. Yeah, so yoke got to be broken.
Yes.
If reasoning, this now, this is strong here. If reasoning or not cast aside, there's no possibility of bringing man's thoughts into obedience. Isn't that something? If reasoning or not cast aside or broken through these strongholds being broken, it's impossible. There's no possibility of bringing man's thoughts to obedience. The phrase high thing in verse 5 is tall building in the original. From God's viewpoint, human reasoning is like a skyscraper, blocking out the knowledge of God. You see that? It blocks out the knowledge of God. It blocks out revelation. That's what knowledge of God is, revelation. As soon as man commences to reason, his thought come under siege, come under captivity. The moment a man begins to reason, his thought come under siege. No seizures, huh? I've captured you. I take a hold of you. And so it's not free to obey God. My goodness. Since obedience is a matter of thought. See, reason expressed outwardly becomes words. But when the reasoning are hidden inside, they surround thoughts and paralyze it from obedience. My goodness. You see what's happening here? You see how strong this thing is? You see why this scripture is so important? That Satan had people captured and had holding people in hostage because their reasoning had imprisoned the thoughts of God, and he can't think freely and he can't obey. And they think they're just being themselves. They just think that's just the way I am. No, this thing got you in bondage, in captivity. Man's habit of reasoning, listen to this. Man's habit of reasoning is so serious that it cannot be resolved without a battle. My goodness. It's so serious that it cannot be resolved without that people want to break free. I know that people want to break free. I've seen people try to come. Yes. I've seen ministers left this church wrong. They tried to come back. Mm-hmm. But they can't. Because their thoughts are so messed up. Yes. They're so captive by these rebellious thoughts. Their stronghold got them so strong that they can't break it by themselves. Yes. They need help. You need some spiritual warfare to go. What means spiritual? Somebody with anointing strong enough to break it. Yes. Somebody bold enough to break it. And somebody bold enough to say, you need to repent. Somebody need to put their hand in their face. You're wrong. You need to repent. That's a strong anointing. Yes. It takes apostolic for that. Yes. You see it? But they can't do it by themselves, ordinarily. You see it? Because they're in this little committee here. Satan in the form of committee. My goodness. My goodness, the secret to this is don't get into it. Yet Paul did not use reason to fight against reason. The mental inclination to reason must be met with spiritual weapons, namely the power of God. That's the anointing. It is God who battles against us when you're in rebellion. Why? For we have become God's foe. Isn't that something? You become the enemy of God when you're in rebellion. Our mental habit of reasoning is something we inherit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. You begin to think for yourself, you see. Yet, how few there are who realize how much difficulty these minds of ours give God. If we only realize how much our minds give God, because we try to figure everything out logically. And God said, told Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father, which is in heaven. They depend on flesh and blood. They get their information from flesh and blood. And flesh and blood is what got them captive right now. My goodness. I wish I could make this plan. I wish you can see it, how serious this is. And if you see somebody going that direction, if you can pull them before they get into it, say, no, you don't want to say that. That's not right. That's the lie from the pit of hell. Don't let that get into your thought life. Yes. Break them old thoughts. Man, that's not God. That's right. No, that's not God. And you start saying things. See, when you start saying things, it's already then become a part of them. Because reasoning is expressed through words. When you get enough of it, out of the abundance of the heart, what? The mouth speaks. When you get enough convincing that I got enough reason to believe this, then you begin to expose it through words. Words is the outlet of the heart. Man, you wish you can help people, but they gotta want to be helped. Almost like a person strung out on drugs. Yeah. They don't know they're held captive by this thing. Right. And the inside, they want to be free. But this thing got such a hold on them that you don't know how strong that hold is on them. And you say, just quit, man. They want to quit, but they just can't quit. Because this thing got them, this thing become a part of their inner minds. My goodness, it's a stronghold that's got to be broken. And then you become, the worst part is you become an enemy of God. You save because you're not battling with God. You're battling against God. Now God got to judge you. My goodness. Help people if you can. It's almost like a disease. It's almost like a disease that spread from one person to the next. It's rebellion. As one man said, it's contagious. You get around, it's almost worse than a cold. You can run a person that rebellious. If you stay close enough, it'll jump off on you. So the thing is, you don't want to get close to people that are rebellious. That's right. Why? Sooner or later, they're going to say something that's going to catch you. Yeah. And you're going to begin to think about it. And then you're going to form a thought. And then the thought going to form a reason. Okay. Then the reason going to turn into words, and you're going to say the wrong thing. Wow. If you say the wrong thing, guess what else happens? You're going to do the wrong thing. Oh, I wish you could see it. I know you see it, but I want you to see it like I want you to see it. Because this is serious here. just a serious matter. That's not a joking matter. God want to deliver people, but they don't know how to get from this trap. Paul said in Timothy that they may recover themselves from the snare of the devil. Sometimes they got to recover themselves. Sometimes they got to fall on their knees before God and say, oh, God, I'm sorry. But then you know what God going to tell them? Don't tell me you're sorry. Go to that person that you rebel against. Yeah, you rebel against me through them, but I need to go to them. And that's what they can't do. They can repent to God, but they can't. Oh, you heard that? It's so easy to repent to God. You can't see God. You get in your knees and cry out to God. But when you got to go for that person, it's a different thing.
Yeah.
You got to face that person.
Right.
Then your human side, your human pride won't let you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Pride. It's a dangerous monster. Mm-hmm. It'll destroy you of everything you've got. It'll strip you of all your godliness and all your faith and all your strength. Why? Because it's something you got to die for to do that. And most people don't want to die. Apostle said one man came to him. He got on his knee. He said, I need you to forgive me. That was a wise man. He said, I said something about you and nothing going right for me. Can you forgive me? Apostle had to release him. That's the only way to get from under rebellion, by repentance. And how many men you know can do that? I know men, ministers, people talk about apostles, but how many can get on their knees and say, I'm sorry? I don't know. And they'll die in their sin. They'll die in the rebellion. The word part about it, rebellious people think they're right. But God the judge. And they'll think they're just right as you. Matter of fact, they think you're wrong. Just so convinced they think you're wrong. Oh, it's so sad, Lord. It's so sad. I wish God can help them. Satan employs all sorts of, listen at this now. I'm almost through. Satan employs all sorts of reason to enslave us so that instead of being apprehended by God, become enemies of God. All sorts of reason. He'll show you this. He'll show you that. But he don't show you the truth, no. He'll show you what you perceive to be the truth. What you, your perception, your human logical senses. You know what I'm saying? Your human logical senses do its survey. And when it does its survey, it evaluates it against the word of God and against the truth. You call that human reasoning.
Yes.
Human reasoning is a dangerous thing. Now watch, I'm going to show you this now. Genesis illustrates Satan reasoned with Eve. And Eve, seeing that the tree was good for food, responded with reasoning. You changed Eve's mind from what God said. She did not listen to God, for she had her reason. You see that? Reason, listen at this. Reason and thoughts are closely joined. I'm talking about the link now, the link between reason and thought. Reason and thoughts are closely joined. The first tends to capture the second. And once the thought is taken captive, man finds himself incapable of obeying Christ. Reason takes your thoughts captive. Don't let reason take your thoughts captive. I'm going to say that one more time. Don't let reason take your thoughts captive in no way, no how. From this day forward, I wish you can hear my voice. Whenever the wrong thought comes, don't let reason to take my thoughts captive. Because if somebody says something, it get in your mind, you're going to think about it a little while. Don't think about it too long before you cast it down. If a thought come, and you know it don't agree with God, you know it don't line up with the truth, oh, no, I cast this down. Thoughts come to all of us.
Yes,
I know it do.
Amen.
But when these thoughts come, wrong thoughts, you say, oh, no, that's not God. I cast this down. That we're talking about casting down imagination, everything's always ever getting knowledge of God. You cast that, so I don't receive this. No, I rebuke this in Jesus' name. I don't think like this. That's not me. That's you, devil. I'm not letting this thought enter to my mind gate. Mind, I close the gate on this. Matter of fact, I'm closing the gate on this person that told it to me. That's the gate you got to close. Moses told these people, separate yourself from these people because they're going down to the ground. See, Moses was trying to help some of them. Separate yourself from Korah and his people. They're murmuring, and they got reason. They got reason to rebel against me. Separate yourself. I don't want you to go down with them. Don't go down with the people that going down. My thing is, don't stay too close to them. I bet when the ground started caving over, the one was standing right, zoop, went, oh, Lord, I just missed it. Too close. Could have been me. Right there, the ground, right by the, that's how close it was. Don't stand too close. Yeah, it was too close. Oh, Lord. You see, and some people get warned like that. God put you in position where you get warned. You know, and you're too close. Don't stand too close to people. Yeah. Ah, man, you don't know how serious this is. Don't get too close to people that stay in the wrong. Some people like to fellowship with people after they left churches. No, I don't fellowship with nobody that ain't fellowship with my pastor. I'm sorry. I'll see you later. That's the way I feel. When they cut loose, I cut loose. When they leave, I'm sorry. I love you from a distance. I ain't getting tired with you no more. I don't care how much friend we was. I had a man, we were so close, we were going on vacation together. He christened my daughter, my baby daughter. When he separated, my daughter had no more godfather. I made sure. No, you can't receive nothing from them. No, their heart ain't right. See you later. Love you from a distance. Maybe get together. Yeah, we're in heaven sometime maybe, but we ain't getting together on earth. Unless you come back and get things right. Yeah. That's the whole truth. I'm not connecting back with you. And you are disconnected. Yeah. I'm not going on at all. Am I telling the truth? The whole truth, number two, so help me God. It sounds unfair, but this is reality. This is what God wants. I love them, and I hope the best for them. But I'm not connecting with them no more because your heart's not right. Amen. I'm telling you. You think I'm happy when I have to say that? No. But this is seriously true. Yeah, I don't want, that's too close. Some people, man, I be thinking about stuff like when I read the scripture, I know they had a line of people together and that whole, some of them just got cut off right by the line and zoop. Oh, shucks. Oh, I'm too close. The Greek New Testament, the word, I can't pronounce it, N-O-E-M-A, is it used 6 times in Philippians 4 and 7 and Corinthians 2 and 11. It's translated into English word thought. Thought meaning the device of the mind. The mind is the faculty. It's producing an action, the product of human mind, and through the faculty of the mind, man freely thinks and decides. And this represents the very man himself. You know what? That's who you are. What you think is what you are. As a man think of what? So is he. Does he one want to preserve his freedom? He has to say all that his thoughts are good and correct. He dare not open them to interference, and hence must surround them with many reasons. You got to protect your thought. You got to protect what comes in your mind. This is why men fail to believe in the Lord. They're so often imprisoned in their mind. That's as far as I can go. But I hope to God that you at least saw some of the things, understand some of the things we're talking about, how important it is. Amen. Protect that mind. Protect your thoughts. Don't let nothing get in it that ain't right. Amen. Pay now, pay later, but you're going to pay for the wrong thought. Amen. Amen. Class is ended, and go in peace. All right. Amen. All right. Good.